From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles singer-songwriter Heather O'Neill in her latest release, A Feminist Manifesto. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we profile singer-songwriter Heather O'Neill, who's just released her latest EP, A Feminist Manifesto. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Heather regarding the release of her new EP, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her EP, A Feminist Manifesto, here is Heather O'Neill with Ballerina in a Bullfight.
You must be deep inside a pyramid, laughing with the hieroglyphics. When you bust through my door, won't be wearing perfume anymore. And I'll give you a seat, the greatest freak show you've ever seen. Bring me that juice of fruit to feed my mind. If you want to be with me, better be sublime. Bring me that juice of fruit to feed my mind. And a gypsy bride, not afraid of the light from a firefly. Soaking dry, a ballerina in a bullfight. Soaking dry, ballerina in a bullfight. If you want to be with me, better be sublime. That juice of fruit to feed my mind. If you want to be with me, you better be sublime. Bring me that juice of fruit to feed my mind.
On a dream, I was the one playing James Dean. And if I know you, I know surely what you'll do. You'll stop and recognize me from the other animals in the zoo.
From her latest EP, A Feminist Manifesto, that was Heather O'Neill with Ballerina in a Bullfight. Visit Heather at her official website, www.heather-o'neill.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Heather regarding the release of her new EP, and here's how the interview went. Well, A Feminist Manifesto is probably one of the more interesting listens I've had in recent weeks, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I guess there's always a thing that you kind of think, oh gosh, I wish, you know, maybe I could have done that differently or whatever, but for the most part, I'm really pleased with the way it turned out. You know, there's some really great musicians on there that I think really, like, shine. And I'm proud of it, I must say, as narcissistic as that sounds.
And how do you feel it's different from your previous release, aside from the length and maybe even the subject matter?
I would just say that the pieces are more fleshed out and realized, as opposed to my other recordings. They're just the instrumentation is just more realized, I guess.
And you know, speaking as someone who deals with music every day, you know, I mean, misogyny is an issue that's not really addressed so much these days, and I don't quite know why. But why this theme particularly for this release?
Well, I guess it's just something that I think, you know, in my everyday life, it sort of seems still very prominent, you know, and I think we have this idea that America has moved on from that, and it's like that's a third world country issue or something. But, you know, in this country, women still make less money than men, and, you know, what could go on and on and on. And it's just, I think it's just, you know, even from like the little things of, I've got a song that opens, Where Did the Roles for Bette Midler Go? You know, it just sort of seems like those strong character actresses aren't really around as much as they were, or at least when I was growing up.
And who did you work with in terms of production for this EP?
This guy out of Chicago named Dave Urich, who I actually worked with for my previous project. He helped me get the musicians together, and he's just been kind of a mentor to me. He's a cool guy, cool cat.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
It actually started as a hobby. I started playing when I was about 15, and I actually went to film school. I thought that was going to be, I wanted to be the female Kevin Smith. And then as I started taking, like, screenwriting classes and what have you, I just sort of realized I didn't have a talent for that sort of writing. And I always had my guitar, so just kind of went from a hobby to, you know, chasing my dreams. It kind of became the whole kit and caboodle.
So songwriting started instantly then, right? Or
yeah, pretty much. You know, as soon as I took one of my last songwriting classes, I just sort of started writing, you know. I was kind of a late bloomer. I started when I was 20 writing songs. And, you know, at first it wasn't good, but I just kind of kept at it.
And in what ways has the process changed from when you first started writing to now?
I think I have a little bit better of an idea of, like, what I'm doing. I think when I first started, you know, there's that great line that it's like good musicians borrow, great musicians steal. And it's like I was kind of trying to, like, chase these melodies that were not quite realized in the ether yet. Like, I wasn't making solid sonic shapes. And I think when you just kind of keep at it, you're sort of able to navigate that a little bit better.
Visit Heather at her official website, www.heather-o'neill.com. From her latest EP, A Feminist Manifesto, here is Heather O'Neill once again with Tiffany Town.
Where did the rose fall? Bette Midler.
listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado despair. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian Country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Heather O'Neill and her latest EP, A Feminist Manifesto. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Heather regarding her latest release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And from this current release, what songs off of it resonate for you the most and why?
Oh, man, that's like picking and choosing from my children, but
I know.
I would say Ballerina Bullfight is one that I don't know is a favorite, and Tiffany Town because it's sort of my like political feminist statement. I would say are my two faves.
Since the album's release, have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you?
Oh, that's a good question. Not really. You know, people have always sort of interpreted my stuff in ways that surprised me, I guess. Oh, it's like, that's what you heard, or, you know, whatever, but I never really tell people, this is what I meant. It's like, as soon as you kind of assimilate something to a song, then it's yours, it belongs to you, you know, and I can't tell you what it means anymore, you know? But I'm sometimes surprised what people read into my lyrics, I guess.
I see. And let's see. With a song like Tiffany Town, take me back to what inspired it, because, you know, in listening to it, this was a song that leaped out at me, you know.
I worked in this upper white class neighborhood for a period of about 9 months, and I was just sort of struck by this kind of homogenized kind of girl that, like, all these men seem to be attracted to. And I sort of questioned why that was or why that is. So I guess that was the jumping point for that tune.
And A Thousand Springs is another one. What about that one?
That one was out of desperation, I guess. You know, I guess everybody finds themselves when you're fighting against this current, you know, and we're so inundated by movies or books or songs or television to follow your dreams, but there's so few people that actually do because it's hard. You know, it's really hard. There's a lot of disappointment out there and rejection, and, you know, if you're not fulfilling the society status quo. So that's just kind of like my hang in there, kiddo, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow kind of thing.
And have there been any live performances in support of this release?
Oh, well, right now I'm just kind of gigging a few places around town where I'm playing these tunes and some of my older tunes and covers and stuff. But I'm planning to go on in the fall.
And let's see, and I know this is way too soon to be asking this question, so just want to warn you, but well, what kind of release do you see coming next?
Like, what would be like the next sort of concept?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Happiness. I'm trying to write more like toe-tappery, happy tunes.
Is that difficult?
Yes. It's an atrophy muscle. yeah, you know, I think like when I tend to write, it's usually when I'm feeling like very moody. And I, you know, I don't know, I want to transcend that in a different way, I guess.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this CD?
Oh, I hope, you know, if you're a chick who's in a small town and there's pressure on you to feel like you need to get married by the time you're 30 or something, or, you know, wherever you happen to be in your life, like, I hope you feel that there's somebody else that feels that way too, and you're not alone.
Have you had reactions like that at all?
I have. I mean, it's kind of early to tell with this one, but I feel like with art, you kind of get met with that more than sort of boo, although you get that too sometimes, but people are very willing to sort of come up to you and say, like, you know, thank you, this, me too.
Visit Heather at her official website, www.heather-o'neill.com. From her latest EP, A Feminist Manifesto, here is Heather O'Neill with Monique.
Of their senator's son, he's a catch, he's a steal, he ain't even real, he ain't really real. He uses charm, uses smarts, make you earn a purple heart, make you earn your purple heart. You're a score, you're a dream, perfect prom queen, perfect prom queen. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Heather O'Neill for her time and her music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
But let's not be alone, and the bottom line, and this is mine. Damn it, we both got a phone. I've been high, but mostly low. A lifelong lodger on a bed and roll. But I'd like mine to shine like gold. The dark.